This is Robert's podcast of all things Minecraft, recorded March 24th, 2012.
Welcome to Robert's podcast of all things Minecraft.
This is episode 2 of... yeah. So, what we are going to be going through today is Notch's blog. Hopefully he's back writing his blog. The new 1.2.4 update, I read through it a few days ago. And, well, there's a lot of stuff on it. So, what I've been doing, and extra, and etc. Hopefully, I'll have a guest on this show. So, just right 1 second, I'll get him up, and, yeah. So, there's no one, there's none of the guests that's gonna be on the show online, so... So let's just go through Notch's blog first. Okay, so Notch's blog, he said that the last blog, according to my friend David, he's going to be on the show later, but he said that Notch said he's not going to be updating it for a few years because of the thing that he was on, so we're gonna have to test that theory. So if my internet will work here, it'll pop up anytime soon. So let's just go check it. Alright, so the word of Notch, it's called notch.tumblr.com. Okay, so yeah, that is true. He hasn't uploaded anything since February 16th, 2012. And that one is hype. The internet exploded. So, in an interview, Double Fine leader Tim Slashifar mentioned that they wanted to make Psychonics 2 happen, but then nobody had willing to fund it so far. Being a fan of the first one and thinking sequel could probably be profitable, a semi-joking tweeted Tim about me funding a sequel. Then the internet exploded, or at least my inbox did. And then Double Fine did their highly successful Kickstarter. Here are the facts of what's happening now. From my perspective, Tim and I haven't spoken much at all, other than a couple of emails. We mentioned meeting at GDC. I hope that will happen. I assume Double Fine will be very busy for many months with the Kickstarter project. The budget for doing Psychonics 2 is 3 times higher than my initial impression. A couple of other parties have mentioned also being interested in investing in it. I would not be investing in this as a charity. It would be because I think the game would be profitable. And naturally, I wouldn't want to have any creative input in the game. It would purely be a risk investment in a project I believe in. So, so you can read that the rest yourself. So next up on our list here is, let's see, the new 1.2.4. As I've said before, there was a lot of things added to this update, like fixes, bug fixes mostly. There was a few blocks, but I have Minecraft's website thing up here, and Minecraft news. Ooh, spring has sprung, and so has a load of new swag, including not long-awaited pixelated creeper Vinny. Oh, and then there's the at Minecraft merchandise store. That's gonna be scary, because, like, last time there was a store, there was a scary thing that popped up in Seizure Warning Paradise. So, okay, so, let's just go on with the thing here. Okay, so, chat history and much better chat editing. So, I think you can add things into the chat now, like maybe happy faces, emoticons, and stuff that actually turn into faces. I don't know. And I'm guessing that you can, edit and use a chat history on your servers. So that's good. So anyone swears, ban. Anyone curses, ban. And etc. Anyone doing rude, saying rude things, bam. So, the next thing is a few new decoration blocks. They didn't say exactly what it was, but they added two new things onto the out of memory screen. They added a back button and a quit button. Ooh, that's useful. They finally have a back button on an out of memory screen. Good job, good job. So, they made cats more realistic. They read, or like, there's like a circular bracket, and then it says read, then a colon, probably annoying, and then an end bracket and a dot. So I hope it's enough to cancel out any joy you may receive from the previous feature. So added a minimal debug menu for testing with the Shift F3. Well, I haven't tested that yet, so I have to test it, but F3 to hide the graphs. They added a minimal debug menu for testing with, then a Shift F3 to hide the graphs. They made placing half blocks on existing half blocks to make a full block easier. They had that before. I don't see what the point is in adding it. They limit the limit frame rate on menu screens. No longer uses 100 CPU and make my computer melt. Okay, so they fixed the fatal crash for converted worlds to Anvil. Then there's blocks at max height. When there's black blocks at max height, okay. So if they fixed an old bug with signs clearing text while you're editing them in SMP. It was in multiplayer too as well, guys. Jeez. So they finally fixed that. So fixed crash when logging in while there are blocks at max height at spawn. That was pretty annoying. I've never had it happen myself, but fixed TNT ghosts in multiplayer. Finally, that has been happening since Alpha 1.2_1. Let's see. Fixed storage minecarts dropping enchanted items. Ooh. Fixed crashes on invalid server addresses when joining a server. Oh, that's good. Fixed entities being unentertainable. If they exist at login multiplayer, okay, I have no clue what that means. Fixed dupe exploits with paintings. Oh yeah, that was in creative mode. If you broke a painting, it would drop a painting, so you'd get double. And signs, and minecarts, etc. So next, fixed dupe exploit with paintings. Let's see what's next. Okay, it's coming to the end with this one. So, fixed furnaces and dispensers dropping enchanted items. Oh, okay. So, fixed the flickering of chat as it vanishes off the screen. Okay. Fixed text rendering over items in the container screens. Fixed exploit with jungle saplings. Turns other saplings into jungle ones. Ooh. Fixed launcher opening Minecraft directory if the path contains a space. Fixed button off by one lightning bug. Fixed block transmuting, turning one block into another via pistons. Okay, that's good. Fixed placing mushrooms in daylight where they can't survive. Okay, yeah, that was pretty weird, that one. Fixed redstone lamps dropping powered block items when destroyed while on save all server. Now works even when you have toggled save off. So Fixed turning half blocks into full blocks while you're standing on them. Okay, so you can't stand on half blocks and place another half block to make a full block anymore. So that sucks. Fixed seed displaying in F3 debug when seed is unknown multiplayer. Okay. And in multiplayer as well. So, fixed villager texture changing client-side profession. So, I was just saying, I just want to say something about the F3 debug when seed is unknown. I like it showing seed. Then you don't need multiplayer, single-player commands. So, yeah. So, next is fixed falling off ledge corners while holding shift. That's been there since Alpha 1.6.3 or 1.6.1. It's been there since 1.6 in general. So, beta, not full version, if you're listening to this in 1.6 full version, if it ever goes to it. So, fixed players falling when reconnecting to servers where they were previously falling. That was really annoying because my brother kept falling on my face when he was flying and he disconnected. So, that's it for that section. So, just a second, my friend logged on. Be right back. So, hello guys, we're back with Matthew or Tiki Tree, otherwise known as. So, we're moving on to the next section called what we are doing in Minecraft and in other games, or yeah. So, what I've been doing is nothing. So, what have you been doing, Matthew? Any big projects?
Kind of.
So, which projects have you been working on?
We're creating a venture map, but it's not really in the venture map. It's more of just a map to add some cities to Minecraft, and there's a storyline, but you don't have to follow it. It's just more to make Minecraft look a little better.
Okay, cool. So I guess we're moving on to servers, the servers section now. So, any good servers that you know of?
Brothers.
Which, what's the IP for it?
Five dot 5.13.170.207.
Okay, and that is on LogMeIn Hamachi, which I'm not sure if he's gonna give you it, but the other servers that I know of is Volantia. The address for that is volantia.dyndns.org. Yeah, and mine, which is rumblewasherserver.dyndns.org.
I'm on your server right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I updated it to 1.2.4, which is really good.
My server's been updated to 1.2.4 for 4 days already.
Yeah, mine
Yes, where's
has
Spawn City in your server?
too. Well, it's on a different whole entire map entirely, because I don't have a well,
Ancient gates or anything.
I do have gates, but I have factions. I just don't have a grief protection, so I can't have that world open to the public anymore. So. And my console is spazzing out.
I've been in alt box since I've already off on your server.
Okay. Well, anyways, other games section.
Yes, where's the So
Yeah.
other games?
Yeah, other games like that we've been playing that are good for other people to play.
Well, I can lift like 50.
Yeah, I can too. Okay, so the first one that I'm gonna
Urban
say,
Terror, probably. That's
yeah,
a really good free one.
Urban Terror is a really good free one if you, it depends how you get it. If you're smart, you'll get it free. Well,
It's
anyway.
also free on the website, too.
Oh, it
There
is?
is a paid-for version, but
Okay. Yeah, there's a paid for version where you get better weapons. And
And it's like HD or something like that, but still, I think it's originally free.
yeah. So another game that I love, it's a SMP, like it's a role play game shooter basically. It's called 3079. Type that in on Google and you'll get a Google Sites a Google site, the top link. It's actually pretty cool. It's really cheap. It's only $9 right now. Basically
It's
what
also
you yeah. Basically
it's
what
really
you
fun to play.
yeah. Basically what you do on it is you kill like demon people or whatever, and like people at war all the time. You fight like normal people. They're not really normal, but like they're aliens. But you fight them, and then you fight demons. If you kill enough demons, then you fight the demon king or queen or whatever it is. So, yeah. So we are reaching three more minutes, and we're going to end the podcast at 18 minutes. So, if you know about the contest already, get ready. Get starting to make sound effects and intros. Remember, your prize is to get a free advertisement on the podcast, and will you
The advertisement can be as stupid as you want.
yeah, as stupid as you want, whatever you say, just email it to me at robertbartlett1997@hotmail.com. Bartlett is spelled Bartlett, like the Bartlett pear. For those of
We
you
will
who
not do
know
any
about it,
provocative or swear stuff.
yes, we will not do that. And if it's disgusting and retarded, we will not do it. So intro, for the other prize, we will also put your intro in. If I like it and it's the best, me, Matthew, Tiki Tree, whatever, and David Dye will watch all of them and we'll take a vote, which is the best one. So, yeah. And other things, Matthew, what's been happening on your server?
My server, I've actually been making a vector puzzle map.
Oh, okay, that's the one that you're making the puzzle map on. Okay, cool.
Not much has happened in it.
Okay. So, David, he's a sad, sad little boy who acts gay. He's really not gay, and he really doesn't like little boys, but he acts like it sometimes, a lot of the time, and he likes Windows XPs. So you can go egg his house if you want to.
One really important thing about David is if someone if we get a bunch of people emailing a nub, we will go to David's house and post something on his mailbox saying nub.
Yeah.
His most hated thing ever is to say nub to him.
Yeah,
And
even though
you
he is a nub. He says he is a nub, but when we call him a nub, he gets really mad. So, yeah. Anyways, we're at 18 minutes and 20 seconds, so I guess we will end this section of episode 2, Robert's Minecraft podcast. So, thanks for listening. Listen to next week's episode. I'll probably bring in another guest. So,
or maybe me again.
yeah, or it could be Matthew again, whoever's online. All right, thanks for listening.